Now on Total Information AM, we're going to talk about the important issues of elder law with attorney Joe Cordell. Joe, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate your having me on the show.
And so you're going to have an event coming up in Edwardsville on January 31st. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's an elder law event, and many people associate my name with Cordell and Cordell after some 30 years or so. And while, you know, I'm very excited about Cordell and Cordell, and Cordell and Cordell is doing incredibly, and, you know, in fact, we're the largest domestic relations firm in America. But personally, I've developed an interest as terms of what I want to do individually and with a few other lawyers, is we're focusing strictly on elder law, and we're wanting to serve the community of people, mostly of whom are middle class, who are facing their last third of their lives, wondering how they're going to pay for health care costs, wondering what their residential arrangements are going to be, and that host of issues that cause a lot of unease and a lot of discomfort in people's lives as they age. And we want to deal with that specifically.
And so what are some of the items that you're going to be talking about, not only at the seminar, but in your practice now?
Well, elder law is, I should take a moment and distinguish it from estate planning. Because estate planning is similar, meaning elder law does do estate planning. However, its primarily focus is on what the concerns that people have in the here and now, primarily, and then secondarily, the estate planning piece. So it's a little different focus from what you might have with an estate planning attorney. So we think a lot about how do people protect their assets as they age? How do they assure that they're going to be able to get long-term care? A lot of people naively believe, younger people especially, are under the mistaken notion that Medicare has them covered if they have any sort of catastrophic event or illness, they need long-term care, whatever that might be. But the reality is, it doesn't cover it. And the vast majority of people don't have long-term care insurance, nor is it an option for them by the time they get 60 years old or so. Many people, some it is, but many, they simply don't qualify. So for this large bulge in the bell curve, meaning all those people in the middle class who now are facing their older age, and they're trying to figure out how do we be secure financially. So that is the general focus of discussion. And the form that it takes specifically is we'll talk about, you know, what are the options for paying for long-term care? Is it possible to qualify for it and still have assets? Some people have heard about, you know, can I create a trust or can I transfer assets and will I be penalized? Because the textbook answer is, in order for you to qualify for the state and federal government to pay for your long-term care, then you have to be broke. Or almost broke. Technically, you can have $999.
Wow!
So that's unacceptable to people who incidentally, for the most part, have been net givers to the economy. I mean, our clientele, which is really targeted at the middle class, that's because, you know, if you're poor, you generally don't have this issue because you qualify for long term care. If you're wealthy, of course, you pay out of pocket. But for the middle class, you know, the plan for them is, will help you when you've spent everything you've saved for your family and the balance of your life. Once you've spent down to $999, we'll help you. And that answer isn't acceptable. And so that's where there are options, and that's where people have heard about, can I transfer assets? Are there things that I can do in creating a trust that will allow me to hold some of my assets and still qualify? So that's a big topic of our discussion.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. That is the voice of Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell, and we're talking about elder care, long-term planning. What is the 60-month rule? Define that for me.
Well, it's a general rule, and let me hurry to add, and because I do some or did some tax law as part of domestic relations and still deal with some tax issues, you know, I often think of the analogy. Many people understand that if someone tells you that the tax code says you pay X percent of your income at various thresholds, they understand that that's a general rule and that is perforated with many exceptions, loopholes, qualifications, exemptions, etc. Well, think about that way when you're told about the Medicaid rules. The Medicaid rules are very complex and growing more complex, and there are general rules, and among them is what people often hear when they come into our office. They say, well, I hear that there's a 60-month look-back period. And generally speaking, that is true. However, there are many exceptions. And And many of the other things that people hear on a, from a similar perspective, the same thing applies.
Mm-hmm. And the new tax code, that's going to throw a lot of people into a tizzy because it is different. What do we need to know basically about that?
Well, because elder law, for the most part, is focused on people in the middle range of income versus estate planning, most of our clients are not going to feel this debate about the estate taxes. Now, the issue about income taxes continues to be relevant, but for many of our clients, they'll be going into a position where their taxable income will go down as they go past age 65. That's the vast majority. So the tax code, as it applies to many people in the age, they think, well, how do I hang on to the things I've accumulated in this world when I die, when my kids have to pay all these taxes? And the good news is the exemption now is so high that for the vast majority of people, it's not an issue. As a matter of fact, it's less than 1% of the population that will pay estate tax now, with the thresholds being at $5.5 million or so for an individual and almost $11 million for a couple.
And of course, a major concern, probate, power of attorney, living wills, those type of things.
Yeah, and that's it's all related, I guess, to the vulnerabilities we have when we age, and things like and powers of attorney, healthcare proxies. These are all ways in which people plan for their vulnerabilities, and that's a novel idea, where it's a new notion for people, because in the early parts of their life, for the most part, they took for granted the fact that they were invulnerable and to a flaw, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes what I suggest to clients is to think about, a good way to think about your life is in thirds. If you start with the assumption that you may live to be 90 years old, let's say we all aspire to that, and not an unrealistic aspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Then now let's think of our life in thirds. The first third, what are we doing? For the most part, you know, we're acquiring education, we're acquiring skills, we're figuring out what we want to do for a living. You know, we may float around a little bit between jobs and careers, but generally somewhere around 30 or so, most of us settle into maybe not a single job, but a career.
Mm-hmm.
And are we allowed to make mistakes in that first third and second third? Well, yeah, and we do, and especially in the first third, but even in the second third, people, you know, may take a job in L.A. and decide, boy, was that a bad decision. Well, they can unwind. They can back up. Generally, they can recover.
Mm-hmm.
But the last third is distinguishable from those because of the fact that errors are much more difficult to recover from. We lack the resources. We lack the health, the vigor, the capabilities, the connections, all those things that allowed us to make those mistakes. So the documents that we refer to when we think about planning as we age, the things you mentioned, whether it's those relating to durable powers of attorney, a revocable living trust, healthcare proxies, et cetera, those are all means by which we compensate for the fact that in this last third, we don't want to make mistakes because we know they can ramify in a way that we can't correct our course. So we plan more carefully, and that's really what elder law is about, is planning for that vulnerability.
And you can find out more again on January 31st at the Crystal Garden Banquet and Events Center. That's at 1230 University Drive in Edwardsville. It's at 10 o'clock, and Joe Cordell will be there with all the good information. Joe, thanks for joining me this morning. I appreciate it.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
That's Joe Cordell on Total Information AM. Up next, the news.
We've reached the point where the only way to make Tuesdays any better is by having more boneless wings. That's why here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we've invented Boneless Tuesdays. It's a celebration every Tuesday where if you order boneless wings at full price, you'll get another of the same size for free. This works for dine-in or takeout. Every little bit counts, and on Tuesdays, every boneless wing counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.